It's Wednesday, June 8th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Both bigger and customer-centric new tactics from ransomware operators and notable IT services stories out of Apple's WWDC. This is the Business of Tech. Some new tactics from ransomware gangs. The data extortion gang Industrial Spy is now publicly hacking corporate websites to display their ransom notes. As part of their attacks, Industrial Spy will breach networks, steal data, and deploy ransomware on devices. The threat actors then threaten to sell the stolen data on their Tor marketplace if a ransom is not paid. The public defacement of the company's website is the new twist. Other groups are now also giving more time to victims, the initial phases of the breach being less exposed to the public, showing their targets a more extended opportunity to negotiate the ransom payment in secrecy while still maintaining a level of pressure in the form of a future data leak. And data from cybersecurity firm Kayla in its Ransomware Victims and Network Access Sales Report suggests another approach. A few ransomware gangs, including Midas and Lorenz, are also switching up their tactics. A new victim intimidation method detected by the cybersecurity firm is for the group to publish a victim on a leak site as a new company. If the business refuses to pay, the post is edited to include the brand. And some of the gangs at the top of the list have been observed attacking each other or, at the very least, laying claim to the same victims. Evil Corp has switched their tools, moving to the Lockbit ransomware to evade detection. And all the gangs are getting good at this, too. The duration of ransomware attacks in 2021 averaged 92.5 hours, measured from initial network access to payload deployment. In 2020, ransomware actors spent an average of 230 hours to complete their attacks and 1,637 hours in 2019. That from IBM's X-Force team. U.S. agencies gave insights this week on how Chinese state actors hit ISPs and telcos. Quoting The Record, the latest advisory details how hackers rely on compromised servers or hop points from China-based IP addresses to register and eventually gain access to email accounts, host command and control domains, and otherwise interface with victimized networks. After they've distanced themselves, state-linked actors go on to exploit infrastructure in internet providers and telecoms, as well as a small home office and business routers manufactured by key providers, giving them the ability to target and attack at scale. The RSA conference is going on this week in San Francisco, and Protocol's coverage of the event highlighted the continued spending on cybersecurity, even with the potential slowdown of the economy more broadly. Of note, they even talked with managed IT services providers. Why do we care? No honor among thieves. Plus, I'm amused to find them switching tools the same way an MSP might switch theirs. On to the meat of the stories, new tactics. Note how some groups are swinging to more bold tactics by making the hacks more public, while others are focused on customer service, giving victims more time to pay. I'm constantly amazed at the business-savvy nature of these enterprises. As those on the defense, we are continually learning to keep up. I didn't cover Apple's WWDC much initially due to being a lot of things to come that were generally just user features. There are several I do want to note. First, Apple is launching Rapid Security Response, which applies security updates to devices on the fly, outside of version updates. The description of the feature suggests that you might not need to reboot your phone for some updates to take effect. Rapid Security Response is not limited to iOS. Apple's bringing this feature to macOS Ventura as well, according to a feature preview page. Google has a similar feature with Google Play system updates. Second, the next version of macOS Ventura will include a feature to alert on new USB and Thunderbolt accessories, requiring user approval. From the description, on portable Mac computers with Apple Silicon, new USB and Thunderbolt accessories require user approval before the accessory can communicate with macOS for connections wired directly to the USB-C port. This doesn't apply to power adapters, standalone displays, or connections to an approved hub. Devices can still charge if you choose don't allow. That new OS will also only be supported on Intel Macs introduced after 2017. The current OS Monterey supports systems going back to 2013. And finally, Apple demonstrated passkeys, which leverage that previously announced FIDO Alliance feature that allows for web authentication based on biometric sign-in. Why do we care? It's that last one that I think has the broadest impact. I'm expecting Microsoft's announcement soon enough. The elimination of passwords to a more key-based set of solutions is going to be a huge step forward. Keep an eye here, as first movers will get a lot of benefits. I'm very pro-automation when it comes to patching, and applaud the specific design choice to allow those updates to simply happen in the background. Sure, trust but verify, but I continue to encourage the automatic approach rather than the manual one, particularly on mobile. Finally, note the tightening of the support period by Apple, something to care about. It'll push upgrades, but also now shrinks the value of the devices over time. PC-matic. Endpoint security built on a zero-trust default deny foundation. Finally, a lightweight, simple to deploy, and easy to manage approach to application allow listing. It's the perfect complement to your current security stack. No minimums and no annual contracts. Find out more by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP today. Listening, today is National Best Friends Day. That's a nice, simple one. Go out and celebrate with your best friend. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.